just playing, I'm just saying, I love mama.
Love, exciting and new.
Good morning, and welcome to a special post-Valentine's Day edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and I will be with you here until 7 a.m. today, and I will be offering you all of the remaining love available for 50% off and sometimes even less. That's right. All love must go today on In You All Along. You know how much a backbone of popular music love is.
Won't hurt anymore.
And we'll be exploring the ins, the outs, the ups, the downs. Some of it good, some of it bad. But together, let's go on a journey of love, shall we?
This is a song called Some Kind of Love. It's a dialogue between a guy named Tom and a girl, woman, named Margarita, and well, he's just trying to drink her like tequila, and she doesn't like being sold thrown over her shoulder. That's what this song's about.
On the carpet.
it lasts an hour with all our might. The love game.
You'd never know unless I told you. But I'm going to let you in behind the scenes here at WMFO. And I am going to tell you that I skipped a song in that last set, and I'm not going back. That's it. It had its chance. And ultimately, I blew its chance. But what a great song we heard anyway. Oh, possibly my favorite song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Reasons. Oh, from 1977's That's the Way of the World. Prior to that, we heard Yo La Tengo with Our Way to Fall from the lovely And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out from 2000 from the Matador label. And we opened up with my favorite version of the Velvet Underground's Some Kind of Love. That's from the 1969 The Velvet Underground Live with Lou Reed album. Came out in 1974. A live set from San Francisco from 1969. Right now I'm speaking over MFSB with their delightful standard Love is the Message. And isn't it the message? It is today. And you're getting all the love that's left here on In You All Along on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, a smorgasbord of love, you might say, or whatever's left. You know, you get there and there's been picked over a few times, but there's still good eating there. And we're going to chow down on a little bit more loving right here, right now. Won't you join me once again?
Can't you see? dyslexic.
All this love. I had no idea there was so much love in this room that I'm sitting here alone in. It is a lovely room, though. You can not just drop by anytime you'd like, but you can have the same experience right where you are right now by logging in to Facebook.com/InYouAllAlong, where I urge you to share the love. Or if you're having that kind of day, take a little bit. Take what you need. It's fine. As I said, we have a smorgasbord of love here today. The lovely songs dealing with love that we just heard included Paul Westerberg's Dyslexic Heart, from the soundtrack to the motion picture Singles, which came out in 1992. Legendary soundtrack that was much better known than the movie from which it came. And before that, we had Ween with Even If You Don't, from 2000's White Pepper. Before that, we heard the Polarizing Wings with their polarizing song, Silly Love Songs, from 1976's Wings at the Speed of Sound. You know, I think Wings get a bad rap. Yes, it's a lot of saccharine, kind of empty calories. But it's a lot of fun. That song, in fact, was a response. Paul McCartney had been nitpicked by a lot of people, not least of whom was John Lennon, for writing a lot of fluff that people liked and that packed stadiums. They were like the top grossing live act of the 70s. And so he wrote that song. What's wrong with that? I'd like to know. Part of that, we had Big Star with the beautiful little I'm in Love with a Girl from 1974's number one record, Radio City. And we opened up with the Silver Jews, No End of Love from them. Honk If You're Lonely from 1998's American Water. It is coming up on 6:40 here at WMFO. There's a little light in the sky. it's raining outside, so don't be like that guy that flew past me on Boston Ave at about 45 or 50 miles an hour. My God, people. Do I have to read you a PSA about speeding? About being careful in the rain? Unfortunately, I don't have one of those. But let's see what we have here in the PSA book. I haven't been reading PSAs lately, but let me read you a story. Are you seated comfortably? Because this week, the Museum of Science presents a mirror maze. The Museum of Science presents a mirror maze, Numbers in Nature, an interactive and immersive new traveling exhibit that exposes and explains the mathematical patterns that surround us every day in the natural world, from the nested spirals of a sunflower's seeds to the ridges of a majestic mountain range to the layout of the universe. The 1,700-square-foot elaborate mirror maze includes an immersive theater, plenty of hands-on activities for the whole family, plus fun dead ends and a small secret room hidden within. Throughout this interactive experience, you'll come to appreciate the beauty of our world through numbers. For more information about the Mirror Maze exhibit, which is included with exhibit hall's admission, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the museum's website at mos.org or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and your math and science loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Boy, oh boy, the things you learn tuning in You All Along. Will I see you at the mirror maze this weekend? Or will I just see me staring back? All right. Let the feast continue. We still have more love upon which to dine. Geez, it's a little early, isn't it? It's only 6:55. It's a little early for me to be telling you what we just heard. But that's okay. I know you've been anxiously awaiting at home. We did just hear, of course, from Electric Six. It's one of my favorite Electric Six songs, Electric Demons in Love, from 2003's Fire. Electric demons are among the many beings that could use a little love. And since we're giving it all away here today, and you all along, why not share some with your favorite electric demon? You know, I feel like the spirit of the moment, the spirit of the show, is really summed up by the line of that song. I've got so much love, I don't know where to put it. Prior to that insightful look at love, we heard from Wilco with I'm Always in Love from 1999's Summer Teeth. There are bigger Wilco fans in the world than me, and that's mostly because I'm not very well educated in Wilco. Maybe you can tell me what to listen to by posting it at facebook.com/inyoualalong. Which you are already going to log into and post on anyway, I'm sure. Before that, we heard from the Buzzcocks with Ever Fallen in Love from 1978's Love Bites. And we opened up with Arthur Lee and Love, who I believe at that time were simply called Love, with 1966's My Little Red Book, the Burt Bacharach and Hal David tune. Next time you hear a Burt Bacharach and Hal David composition, notice how they don't waste a note. Every note has a lyric. Every note has a syllable. It's brilliant. Why it's one of the most legendary songwriting teams. Musical, lyrical efficiency. That was from the self-titled debut album of Love in 1966. And of course, we are now listening to When It's Over from the Wipers, which always signals one thing, and that is that In You All Along has come to an end. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you've got enough love to get you through the day, through the week. Ryan D of the Music Savage Show will need all the love that you have to give. Ryan, I won't say that Ryan was my Valentine, but Ryan and I were out together on Valentine's Day. We just happened to be in the same place, but it was quite magical. You can write that into your ongoing WMFO DJ fan fiction, however you like. But stay tuned for the Music Savage Show, and I'll see you next week, next Friday, once again at 6:00.